From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has declared victory in a referendum held Sunday, granting him sweeping new powers.
Bugün Türkiye 200 yıllık
Mr. Erdogan, speaking late Sunday, said Turkey has taken a historic decision. He said 25 million people supported the plan to replace the country's parliamentary system with a powerful presidency with just over 51%. The no side appeared to prevail in major urban areas as well as the pro-Kurdish southeast.
Eşit olmayan koşullarda
the leader of the opposition CHP or Republican People's Party, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, insisted the referendum was held under unfair circumstances. He said his party would demand a partial recount and insisted Mr. Erdogan is seeking a one-man regime. Analyst Gareth Jenkins, who has lived in Turkey since 1989, said he has never seen an election where so much pressure was on the other side.
Restrictions on campaigning. Of course, a lot of people have been put in prison. A lot of others have come under intense pressure. What we've seen, even with all of this, the president has only just scraped across the 50%.
The package of 18 amendments abolishes the office of prime minister and gives the president authority to draft the budget, declare a state of emergency, and issue decrees. The United States is deploying what are described as a few dozen troops, about 40, to Somalia to assist the National Army. It represents the largest U.S. contingent in the country since it withdrew forces in 1993 after two U.S. helicopters crashed to Mogadishu in an ill-fated mission to capture militia leaders. A U.S. military spokesperson said elements of the 101st Airborne will train and equip Somalia's army to better fight the Islamist insurgency Al-Shabaab. This is VOA News.